Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth, and we are going in depth today with our friends from Hastings Senior Health and Living. Chaplain Gordon Gathright is here, our faithful friend who comes every month, and today he's brought somebody named Heather Ravola, who is here today representing the Senior Health and Living Center as their activities director. So we're so excited to get caught up with Chaplain Gordon and also to learn more about all the activities going on at Hastings Senior Health and Living. Great to see both of you.
Thanks for having us.
Good to see you.
Oh, it's great to see you as well. So, Gordon, do you mind if I ask our new friend Heather some questions?
You go right ahead. She's amazing.
Excellent. So, Heather, rumor has it that this was like a very painful experience for some of your coworkers to come here.
Yes, it was.
So I'm hoping that it's not as painful for you.
So far, no problem.
Okay.
But, all
right. So. And you saw us through some technical difficulties. So see,
yep. Yeah,
this is all behind the scenes.
I have evidence of it. Yeah. Technical difficulties with the picture.
So Heather, tell us about yourself, please. How long have you been with Cassia?
I've been with Cassia for 5 years, just celebrated 5 years this Monday.
Wow.
I used to be at their sister site in Burnsville, but I transferred to the location here in Hastings in July. So it's fun.
Relatively new then for you.
Yep. I came from assisted living, so learning the nursing home aspect of it is totally different, challenging, but it's fun.
Gordon, tell us about Cassia in general as a organization, because Heather just mentioned that there are other facilities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have facilities in the Midwest, and then there's facilities in Florida that are brand new. Yes.
And, Gordon.
wouldn't we all like to be there today? I have a friend who's in Florida right now, and he told me the temperature yesterday was a balmy 78, and I'm just thinking,
lovely.
You know.
Have you thought about transferring?
I think it'd be fine. I'm not sure about the summer times. So I love the cooler winters, but it's it's always a challenge to live in chilly Minnesota this time of year.
Heather, you were over at the Burnsville facility, and then what made you come to this one?
I actually live closer to Hastings, so
great.
It was open, a director position open, and the winter drives to Burnsville for several years were getting to me, so this is closer and a little more enjoyable drive. I don't know how much more enjoyable, but
less traffic.
Yeah, less traffic.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose most people are going the opposite way. They're leaving Hastings and you're coming in.
Yep.
So. Yeah, well, that's great. So your position entails what, please?
I'm in charge of all the fun stuff at the center. I do community stuff. I do volunteering, in charge of volunteering.
So what are some of the activities that you set up?
Well, they love bingo. Everyone loves bingo. That's a hot item. I set up the Catholic church with the local Catholic church here. I talked to Gordon, set up services with Gordon. We do crafts. Our biggest thing we are working on, and we're here to ask for volunteers, is the Move Forward PIP grant. So we need volunteers for that.
Well, let's hear all about it, please.
Well, the Move Forward PIP grant is to get residents out and moving. Not only residents, but families, coworkers, workers. And our big project that we are working on is the garden. We have food to table program. So we actually yesterday just had our meeting to plan what we're going to plant in that garden. So,
well, this is exciting. So let's really take this and go back a little bit for people that might not understand. The grant itself is something that you received, I think, last year for the first time?
Yep, it's a two-year grant.
Okay.
So each year builds on what we did the previous years. We actually expanded our flower portion of our garden, and I think we are trying to expand our vegetable part also. So we had just a great success with it. So,
and this is something that you actually are building flower beds and vegetable garden beds, and explain all that, please.
So we last year, the residents with our maintenance director built the flower beds to store, to produce all this stuff in. And so they got their, then they got their hands dirty, got in the dirt, planted the vegetables, the flowers from seeds, and then watched it grow. We every week sat outside. We did a lot of activities outside with the weather nice. They love the nice weather. We all love sunshine, not the snowy days. So we just enjoyed it. Most of the people prior to coming to the facility, that's what they did at home. So we're making it as much as a home for them. So,
well, and I think there is something therapeutic about being outside, even if you're not digging in the dirt yourself, but just the miracle of what seeds grow into. I mean, it's just crazy. And then at the end of the growing season for each of these individual vegetables, you harvested them and used them in your
kitchen.
Tell us about that.
Heck, we've had green beans, beans, peas, pumpkins, squash, zucchini.
Lettuce, broccoli, Brussels sprouts. We had one of our Brussels sprout plants had over 100 Brussels sprouts on it.
And I never knew how Brussels sprouts grew. So it was a learning experience for me. I grew up gardening with my grandparents all my life. We never grew Brussels sprouts, so I learned something new.
And so, then my understanding is it was super fun for your chefs to come up with these recipes to use the fresh produce.
I think it was fun for them. Plus, I don't know, because we're like, okay, we have our pumpkins are ready. What can we do in the garden, you know, or what can we make? So they had to kind of tweak their menus always because of our produce that we were making. So
we were blessed. Our kitchen staff did an amazing job using things, and we're going to be more focused on this year when we use something from the garden, put it on the table, you know, a little sign or something on the table that says this came from, you know, from our garden, so that people will know that we grew this and we're able to, you know, we're able to enjoy it for a meal. And so, you know, we had lots of zucchini bread last year, lots of zucchini bars.
I think they got almost sick of zucchini because we had so much.
That's usually what happens in a garden, isn't it?
It is, it is. And, but
that's
a good sign. Yeah, I think
it
was good because people were able to enjoy what they were growing. So,
exactly.
Yeah, very, very fun.
And just the story is that it triggered in people with the dementia in our facility.
Oh, tell us about that.
We always get together once a week, sit around and talk out on the patio, our beautiful patio. So it just talked about what they grew, what one resident grew better than the other, and they were laughing, you know. We also had bug zappers that they looked weird for us, but they loved it. They were, you know, wheeling over to flower beds and zapping the bugs, and then 200 feet away, we have a butterfly garden, and so it's beautiful.
Well, and those days are going to be here before we know it, so I would assume that you have to have your planning meetings early, right?
Yes.
So what will happen next?
Is it going to plant tomatoes?
Yeah, we'll, middle of March, we'll start planting tomatoes.
Inside?
Inside,
okay.
Yeah. And then our person that's in charge of the grant, Jenny, is going to put together a herb garden. And you can grow inside or out. Herb gardens grow inside or out. And so it's just, it'll be fun for the residents to be able to do that in what's left of winter, you know. And, you know, the closer we get, we probably won't plant anything outside until the end of May, just because I planted tomatoes 3 times 1 year in May, thinking that we were done with the frost, and planted three mm-hmm. times and lost three times. So I'm not, we don't do that anymore. So makes it easier to save on plants. So, but it'll be the third or fourth week of May, we'll start planting outside, and stuff will grow in a hurry. I mean, it just, that's just the nature of the beast. So it's not a bad thing, but we'll have everything, and usually pretty quick in June, you know, the flowers will be up, and it'll be a sight for our residents to enjoy and to behold. So
I know at last year when fall came around and we were picking up our garden and getting ready for the winter, here they were disappointed that, you know, the season was over. Mm. So it actually, we now have a indoor flower garden with pots, because they were so sad to see it go. So we have a beautiful indoor garden with a lot of house plants. And actually, we have had staff members, families also, hey, I have an extra plant at home. Would you guys like it? So it has expanded from the couple plants we started with now. So,
and where's that located?
That is located down our long hallway on our second floor.
Mm. A sign of spring year-round. That's nice.
So
how many of your residents are able to participate in this program, do you think?
Last year we had between 18 and 20 that were out on the patio every Wednesday. We called it Workshop Wednesday, just, you know, for a good name. And in varying degrees, we always had residents who wanted a deadhead petunias and, you know, do all those things that need to be done. But to have that many people on a regular basis outside for 2 hours is really, really, really
and
sweet.
And actually, we had so many people this year, we redesigned how we were going to lay out our flower beds because we had so many people.
You had to get shifts or something, probably.
So, and it started out just kind of talking on Wednesdays, then it became lemonade, then it became coffee, and then as the produce was ready, it started to be eating produce too. So
yeah, especially the cherry tomatoes, they love once our cherry tomatoes got going, I'd, you know, walk around with a little bucket full and never had any left over.
And so I was doing pictures for Facebook when a mass majority of our produce was ready, and so they all wanted their picture taken with something. And I had a resident who said, I'm like, here, and I went to give her a pumpkin to hold up, and she's like, I can't hold a pumpkin. Can I have something small? So I got her a little pea to hold, and she just cracked up laughing. So
Heather, you mentioned you are looking for volunteers. What would those duties be for people?
Well, we're looking in all departments of our facility. We're looking for volunteers to sit outside when the weather is nice with that residents. We're looking for residents to maybe want to even come in their room and sit with them in their rooms for the residents that can't get out. Help assist with bingo, big party events, anything. Our residents have been a part of the community for prior to coming here, and meeting new people when they come to a facility assistant or a nursing home facility, that's their biggest thing that they miss, is the community. So let's bring the community to them. So help us with volunteering. Even if you can't commit to a long term, even if one thing, hey, is there something I can come and do in March, you know, April, May, anything. We need help escorting residents to Sunday services. Anything we'll do. We're happy to have people come in our building. Yeah. So
we've got places to plug people in. Yeah. And one of the big ones, obviously, will be, you know, helping with a garden this year. Our residents are going to help us, but we're going to need other people to come in and be a part of that, you know, help with watering. We didn't have too much weeding last year because the plants covered up, you know, all the ground that we had a healthy bounty,
I remember.
Yeah. And so I think one of the, with COVID, we lost so many of our volunteers, and we're starting to get some of those people back. When we started with the garden last year, we had several people who came, you know, to help us initially. And so we're hoping that we can have people that will help us from, you know, spring planting all the way down through the fall cleanup. So, you know, we're looking for that. So we're really fortunate. We have a group of men that meet every Tuesday afternoon, and we have two men from the community who come in to lead that group. And our guys are pretty they're pretty excited about, you know, what they do. They built birdhouses.
Bird feeders.
I mean, they have just had an amazing time. And so it's not where these two gentlemen come in and just sit. I mean, they've got a program.
They've actually had to shut the door to the room because they've been so loud and wild.
Yeah,
so
they have a great time together.
It's a good problem.
Yeah. It is. It's a great problem. But that's, you know, that's one of the things that men don't necessarily get involved with other groups. And to have a group specifically for the men in our building has just been amazing.
And with these bird feeders, they actually sold them to families, their families or staff members, and the money for those bird feeders went to supply their, we have a little envelope to buy bird feed for the bird feeders that they made for our facility. So very touching.
Mm-hmm.
What would a volunteer look like? Do you commit for an hour a week, 5 hours a week? What does it look like, please?
With volunteering, we talk to you what your interests are. If you're shy to be with a big group of people, maybe the one-on-one would be best for you. So some people volunteer, hey, I can't commit every week, but I can commit once a month. You know, I don't know what I'll be doing in 6 months from now, so can I volunteer for 3 months? You know, we're really open to work with you on what's comfortable for you and what we need. Mm-hmm. So,
and how would people go about contacting you?
They can just call the building. They will transfer you to me. I know Gordon has great contacts, or contact Gordon. Gordon will help you get in contact with me too. So
yeah, Heather's number, activities number, 651-480-5951. That's her direct number. So you can call it. If she doesn't answer, leave a message and she will return it. That's the best part.
And I'm so new. Gordon knows my number for me.
Yeah, no, that's a good way to, and that's the best way. I mean, you can go straight to Heather and get all the information that you need. Yep. So that's really good.
Well, we really appreciate both of you coming in today. So many great things going on. Thank you for giving us a sneak peek of the garden coming up. That'll be fun to watch it unveil and all the way to the using the wonderful vegetables at the end of the season. Thank you both for coming in. Our guests today, Chaplain Gordon Gathright and Heather Rivola. She's the Activities Director at Hastings Senior Health and Living. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7. KDWA in Hastings.
Oh Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the world thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul